This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the final report from the Missouri Senate Interim Committee on Medicaid Accountability and Taxpayer Protection.
Well, our Interim Committee on Medicaid actually has two parts to it.
Here we are once again talking about people's access to birth control and their right to have their reproductive health care provider of choice.
Senator Bill White of Joplin, who chaired the panel, says part of their goal is to provide more information to the public.
I had a request from the department for a particular number, and it took about 4 months for me to get the answer. And it wasn't that they were being slow about it. It's just that it was very difficult for them to be able to analyze the data they've got, and if they didn't have it, to get it from the various HMOs, to compile it, to be able to get back to me.
Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur, who served on the committee, says there are health care needs in place now.
What we learned was that the reproductive health care network of providers is at capacity in the state of Missouri. For some providers, there is a six-week wait, and some are not accepting new patients.
Senator White says part of attaining the panel's goals rests with the Attorney General's office.
We deal with abuse and neglect in almost all our statutes. There are two statutes out there that really deal with just abuse, and the Attorney General's office would like it to be strengthened by us adding in the negligence component for their ability to prosecute and investigate things.
Senator Shoup says she believes Missouri should be expanding Medicaid coverage.
There are people here who want to defund Planned Parenthood and cut off health care access to low-income Missourians and jeopardize additional health care funding from the federal government.
Senator White says other aspects of the final committee report can be done legislatively.
We're going to make a recommendation that the postpartum coverage for mothers be extended from 60 days to a year.
Senator Shoup says Medicaid expansion has been settled.
I think we should tackle our crushing maternal mortality rate. I think we should continue to work to prevent unplanned pregnancies. And frankly, in the midst of a pandemic with a new variant that is even more contagious, we should be focusing on making sure everyone is vaccinated, masked, and safe.
Senator White says some elements of the panel's findings have been put into play.
There are emergency rules out there implementing some of the recommendations we did for tightening up the inspection and the clarifying the different things that they can consider in whether to approve, reapprove a license or not.
Senator Shoup says it has already taken a court decision to move forward.
We're going to be out of compliance, and we're not going to be willing to accept that 90% match to Missouri's 10% that allows people in our state to get access to the health care they need.
In the meantime, the 2022 session will start on January 5th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.